We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's time for the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Get insight into your favorite West Virginia University teams and hear exclusive interviews. Now, let's go live inside our MSN studios. Here's your host of the Mountaineer Insider, Dan Zangrilli.
Well, Randy, here we are in Oklahoma City. We're going to talk about the tournament here in just a moment and tonight's game against Kansas. But obviously, last night's news circulating around Mountaineer Nation and the baseball Twitter sphere are really, really cool with Alek Manoah already getting the call up to the big leagues. What a moment for him. What a moment for the program.
Yeah, no doubt. Super excited about John Means here within the last month, and here we go again with AK. And we kind of heard that this might happen. He's been pitching so well in AAA, and he FaceTimed me down here in Oklahoma City yesterday, and when I saw his name come up on FaceTime, I kind of had an inkling what was going on, but it was a great moment, made me really, really proud.
Can you share maybe some of the moments and details of that conversation? I know some of that stuff's personal and private, but maybe give us a little insight to what was a really cool FaceTime call.
Yeah, we didn't go into great detail. You know, he had a ton of people that he had to family that he had to spread the word to, and I just told him that this is the moment he's lived for, you know, and the bigger the moment, the better he's going to be. So just put your head down and pitch like you've been pitching, and this isn't the end, and he hasn't achieved his goals. This is just the beginning, and he's capable of doing a lot more in the next 10 to 20 years, hopefully.
Why do you believe that he's going to have success?
Just because of the kind of person he is. You know, he's super competitive. He's super talented and loves the moment. And that's what the big leagues is all about, the moment. And he's just going to thrive in that environment, I think, and continue to get better and better and better. And it's going to be fun to watch his career unfold.
And his first major league start in the Bronx against the New York Yankees, that would probably overwhelm a lot of folks. I'm going to guess that he's really going to thrive off of that being his big league debut.
Yeah, if you know AK at all, if you would ask him how he would script this thing, he wouldn't want this any other way. You know, he wouldn't he wouldn't want to be pitching in an exhibition game somewhere. He wants the stage, and he wants the ball on the stage, and that's what he's notoriously good for.
So John Means didn't spend a ton of time in the minor leagues before he got to the big leagues. Michael Grove is in Double A already in the Dodgers organization just down the street at Tulsa. I spoke to him yesterday, and he was hoping that he would be able to get here and see the team, but they've got a 12-game road trip. Now you've got AK, who is the first pitcher in the 2019 draft to get to the big leagues. He made just 9 minor league starts. My point is, you send guys to pro ball being pretty refined products. It doesn't seem like that fermenting process for Mountaineer pitchers under your tutelage has taken very long to get to the show.
Yeah, I mean, that speaks volumes about who they are and how talented the kids are and how they've developed in our program. You know, I don't think AK was ready for the big leagues as a 18-year-old freshman in college, but by the time he left, I think he was, and so was Grove, and so was Meansy, and those guys have, all credit goes to them for how they've taken our resources and coaching and everything we've tried to teach them and incorporate it. And, you know, the first thing you have to do is make a commitment and make a decision to be who they are. And without that commitment to being in the big leagues and pitching in Yankee stadiums and pitching in all-star games and throwing no-hitters in the big leagues, if you don't make a 100% commitment to that goal, then you've got no chance. And the guys in our program have done that.
I'll wrap with the Manoah conversation here with the fact that I'm not sure Mountaineer Nation truly understands or appreciates what is to come for Alek Manoah. And by that I mean what he's going to do with West Virginia in his back pocket, his loyalty to the state, his loyalty to the school, his loyalty to the baseball program. I was talking to Steve Sabins a few days ago when we kind of saw the writing on the wall that AK would be in the big leagues before too long. He called Alek a ride or die guy and how loyal he is. Mountaineer Nation, I think, is going to find that out in the next coming years.
Yeah, you know, and the thing that we've built this program on is relationships. And I think the reason AK came to Morgantown to start with, from Miami of all places, was because on his official visit, you know, we had dinner at my house. We cooked a steak for him. And before he ever came in the house, he was out in the front yard throwing the baseball with Lamb and getting to know my kids and my family. And we've just built this whole thing on relationships, and Sabe says he's a ride or die guy. We're right there with him, you know, and whatever happens with him happens to us. And he just fell into our family, and it was almost like a proud father moment for me yesterday when he told me he got the call. And that's a relationship that will continue to go on as long as I'm standing upright.
I mean, he's one of those guys. There's pitchers that draw something in the dirt before they take the mound a lot of times. I wouldn't be shocked if he, like, drew a flying WV in the dirt.
Yeah, he might be singing Country Roads under his breath. You never know. But, yeah, the kid from Miami fell in love with Morgantown, West Virginia, and the people and the atmosphere. And he may go down as one of the best pitchers ever at this university. So he'll never forget where he came from. That's just the kind of person he is.
All right, on to tonight's game against Kansas. When we return, our conversation with Randy Mazey continues here on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
Today tastes like game day at home, like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining and an ice-cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to, and it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola, together tastes better.
Well, Randy, a game that we would have at all costs like to avoid, the play-in, the single elimination game, the 8-9 contest here against Kansas. Before I talk to you about your pitcher choice and decision, I'm going to ask you how you approach this game from a managerial standpoint. Is it any different than like a loser's bracket game because this is so early on in the bracket? Is there anything tactically that you do differently?
I mean, yeah, you have to treat it as an elimination game, which is exactly what it is. You know, under normal circumstances, the first game's not an elimination game, but this one happens to be that way. But heck, I'd rather play today than practice, which we would normally do. And I enjoy watching these young kids compete in this atmosphere and grow and develop. And the fact that we're playing an extra game down here is just one more game that these kids get to add to their list of experiences.
Texas was a little bit of a roller coaster, so kind of take me into the minds of the guys right now. What's their mentality going into a game like tonight?
Well, I think they're pretty excited. We're trying to get them not to look forward to Texas, because if we end up playing Texas and we turn Jackson around and put him on the mound, you know, he's already beaten them once. So I think the guys would have a ton of confidence going into that game. So we just got to get through this one, because Kansas is playing just as good as we are in the last 10 games. So they've got a good guy on the mound. We've got a good guy on the mound. This is one of those deals that could go either way.
So the guy on the mound tonight is a true freshman, season on the line, Carlson Reed. What makes him the logical choice for tonight?
Oh, just the way this fell chronologically, you know, because he didn't get his start on Sunday, and he's the most rested, freshest guy we have and hasn't pitched in a while. So we can get out there and get him through the first inning and not have him looking around at the size of the stadium and the atmosphere, and just get down to pitching and say get him through the first inning. I think he'll settle in just fine.
Carlson Reed in late May is different from the Carlson Reed in late February, early March. How?
Oh, because he's learned how to take his lumps, you know, and that's what freshmen have to do. If you can't take the lumps that you go through your freshman year, then you won't get better. But he's, like you said, he's a different pitcher now than he was then, and he's grown from it. And now we feel like he has three quality pitches, and he can just control his emotions a little bit and get out there and just fill up the strike zone, and I like his chances.
All right, Randy, all the best tonight against Kansas, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Dano.
You've been listening to the Mountaineer Insider here on the Mountaineer Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. And be sure to find the latest news and information on the Mountaineers at WVUsports.com. The following has been a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.